Long Lecture, Skill 3. Philosophy, Nihilism. Listen to part of a lecture in a philosophy class.
Good morning, class. Has anybody heard about a belief called nihilism? Well, nihilism comes from a Latin word, nihil, which means nothing and can also be seen in the word annihilate, meaning to destroy or bring to nothing.
Well, that doesn't make any sense at all because it is basically the belief in nothing.
I hope that this lecture will make some sense out of this sometimes misunderstood faith. It's actually difficult to pinpoint an exact definition of nihilism, but I'll try. Political nihilism is associated with the belief that in order for any kind of future improvement, all existing political, social, and religious beliefs must be eliminated. Ethical or moral nihilism rejects the possibility of absolute moral or ethical values. Instead, good and evil are anything but clear, and values that consider good and evil are the result of nothing more than social and emotional pressures. Existential nihilism is the most widely known form of the belief today, and it states the idea that life has no essential meaning or value. In a nutshell, nihilism is the belief that all values are unfounded and that nothing can be known or communicated because there is simply no truth. To make it a little clearer, let's talk about some of the people identified with nihilism.
Am I on the right track if I say the philosopher Friedrich Nietzsche is associated with nihilism?
Yes, you are on the right track. He is perhaps the most commonly associated with it. He felt that there is no objective order or structure in the world except what we give it. He wanted to break through all the built-up pretentious convictions or faiths and firmly agreed with the idea that all values are baseless and that reason is powerless because there is no true world.
I'm trying to open up my mind to this way of thinking, but it goes against everything I was brought up to believe. Do nihilists believe we all have a final purpose?
I know this goes against the grain of what many people have learned throughout their lives, but I'm glad you're making an effort to try and understand this faith. To answer your question, no, nihilism rejects the belief in final purpose. They feel this paints a pretty picture for society to be ruled with, and they totally reject the idea that the universe is built upon non-random events and that everything is structured towards an eventual conclusive revelation.
I think I've grasped the idea of nihilism, but what made it so popular, and how come so little of it is heard of today?
Well, early in the 19th century, Frederick Jacobi used the word to negatively characterize human knowledge, but this didn't make much of an impact. It really took off when it appeared in 1862 in Ivan Turgenev's novel Father and Sons. He used the word nihilism to describe one of his characters in the book who preached a belief of total negation. At the same time, nihilism became identified with a loosely organized revolutionary movement in Russia that rejected the authority of the state, church, and family. By this time, nihilists began to reject man's spiritual essence in favor of a solely materialistic one. They denounced God and religious authority as opposing freedom. In addition to Nietzsche, the philosopher Max Stirner also accepted nihilism by attacking organized philosophy, denying absolutes, and rejecting abstract concepts. For him, achieving individual freedom was the only law, and the state must be destroyed because it puts individual freedom in danger. He didn't stop with the state, though. He also blamed others for enforcing limitations because their very existence is a barrier that compromises individual freedom. In other words, he claimed that we are all at war with each other. The movement eventually died out into a philosophy of rebellion, destruction, and disorder. By the late 1870s, nihilists were thought to be nothing more than underground political groups supporting terrorism and assassination.
Now get ready to answer the questions. You may use your notes to help you answer. Number 1. Listen to part of the lecture and answer the question.
In a nutshell, nihilism is the belief that all values are unfounded and that nothing can be known or communicated because there is simply no truth. To make it a little clearer, let's talk about some of the people identified with nihilism.
Am I on the right track if I say the philosopher Friedrich Nietzsche is associated with nihilism?
Why does the student say this? Number 2. Listen to part of the lecture and answer the question.
I'm trying to open up my mind to this way of thinking, but it goes against everything I was brought up to believe. Do nihilists believe we all have a final purpose?
I know this goes against the grain of what many people have learned throughout their lives, but I'm glad you're making an effort to try and understand this faith.
Why does the professor say this?